We're talking about healthcare access and cost here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The complexity and cost of healthcare is a concern for people straight across the country. A recent survey of public employees in Wisconsin finds many don't understand their policies, and most would have a hard time coming up with money for a medical emergency. And that's just one of the issues we're looking at in this discussion. Do you think Wisconsin should expand Medicaid with the federal funding available? How is healthcare in your community? What policies do you think we should consider for Wisconsin? Join in at 800-642-1234. Joanna Beilman-Doolin is the research director for the group One Wisconsin Now. Joanna, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Kate, thank you so much for having me.
And Corey Peterson is here as well. She's a writer and research associate for the group Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Corey, welcome to you.
Thank you, Kate. I'm happy to be here.
So we've watched this headbutting among lawmakers at the Capitol over Medicaid. States have the option to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, giving them access to federal funding. And former Governor Walker opted out of that option. Governor Tony Evers would like to opt in. Joanna, first to you, why do you think the Medicaid expansion would be beneficial to Wisconsin?
Well, first and foremost, accepting the Medicaid expansion dollars simply has huge benefits for the state of Wisconsin. It would provide more affordable, quality health care coverage for 82,000 people here in the state. It would save the state of Wisconsin more than $300 million just this biennium that could be reinvested in other programs to help eliminate health disparities and address the really real healthcare issues facing our state. Furthermore, it would leverage federal dollars to the tune of $1.6 billion with those programs that could address really significant healthcare issues here in the state. Beyond that, however, simply put, 70% of the people of the state of Wisconsin support accepting the Medicaid expansion dollars. The people are very consistent on this issue, and the support for accepting these dollars simply continues to grow.
Corey, 70% saying they want this. What is your perspective on the Medicaid expansion option? Do we need it?
I would say we don't need it. And my two reasons for that are primarily the access to quality care and the fact that Democrats have been arguing that it's going to save the state money. It may save the state money in the very short term. In the long term, it's actually going to cost the state money. So the Democratic debate has focused on the 80,000 childless adults at 100 to 138% of the poverty level. And actually 50% of these people actually qualify right now for highly subsidized insurance through the Obamacare exchanges. So there is insurance available to these people, but they haven't chosen not to enroll. And so by taking people who have chosen not to enroll on the exchanges and putting them on Medicaid, this will actually cost the state money in the long run.
How so?
Because Medicaid expansion is actually partially funded by the state of Wisconsin. It's going to have to be partially funded by the state of Wisconsin, whereas the Obamacare exchanges are actually fully funded at the federal level. The other benefit to the exchanges is that this is private insurance. And with private insurance, people have access to better doctors. Often with Medicaid, because of their lower reimbursement rates, they can't see certain doctors.
So Governor Evers' budget, Joanna, relies a lot on the ability to access this federal funding to free up this revenue. And let's listen to him at the beginning of the month.
Medicaid expansion is the lever that we will pull so that we can make these investments. The budget would bring $1.6 billion, as been stated before, in new federal funding to make historic advancements in health and well-being of every Wisconsinite.
Joanna, in hindsight, was this a risky strategy for the governor to put so much on this Medicaid expansion funding?
Well, I would return to the really widespread support that Medicaid expansion funding, that accepting those funds, has across the state. Public opinion has increased in terms of support for this, and it really would reinvest in really, again, targeted, needed ways. Governor Evers' budget includes $28 million investment in the Healthy Women, Healthy Babies program, which is really important. Studies have shown just this month, in fact, the Health Policy Institute at Georgetown University released a study showing that accepting the Medicaid expansion funds led to decreased maternal mortality rates in states that accepted, led to decreased infant mortality rates, which is really hugely important here in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, we as a state face a Black infant mortality crisis. Wisconsin is the highest rate of Black infant mortality in the entire country. You know, and furthermore, in terms of riskiness, 37 other states across the country, including our neighbors here in the Midwest, including Michigan, Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, have accepted the Medicaid expansion dollars. This is hardly politically risky. This is simply a matter of whether ideology will win out or whether the health of Wisconsinites will win out.
We're having a healthcare discussion with Joanna Beilman-Doolin. She's research director for One Wisconsin Now. Corey Peterson here as well, writer and research associate for Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Your voice as well, 800-642-1234. How has health coverage affected your medical decisions? Have you waited to see a doctor or made different choices based on insurance coverage? Join in with your story. How is healthcare in your community and what policies do you think we should consider for Wisconsin? Call in. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. So, Corey, as Joanna was saying there, Wisconsin is one of 13 states that did not accept the federal money for Medicaid. Wouldn't more federal dollars give Wisconsin more freedom to use state revenue on other priorities?
I think an important thing to highlight here is that after Obamacare, the full implementation of Obamacare failed, healthcare now looks very different in every state. So the states that Joanna just listed that have benefited from Medicaid expansion have very different situations they're looking at than Wisconsin. So in Wisconsin, currently, we have close to a 0% coverage gap. So a lot of people have access to insurance in Wisconsin. And so when Governor Evers frames the debate as free money to the state and all these people who have no coverage currently who will be put on Medicaid, the people who don't have coverage have coverage available to them. They're choosing to opt out of it. So adding all this, I mean, Medicaid expansion, as I said earlier, will cost our state money. It's not free money. It will cost Wisconsin money in the end. And so right now, keeping those people on the Obamacare exchanges and encouraging people to join the exchanges. Recent data from Kaiser shows that 57% of Wisconsinites have insurance through their employer currently, and 6% use the exchanges. So we would like to focus on getting more people onto exchanges into private insurance options where we think they will have better access to care. And this will actually save the state money because this is funded at the federal level.
Do you see, Corey, there's room for compromise here with lawmakers?
I actually don't think there is room for compromise on the Medicaid expansion part, just because the issue, I mean, there's either the Medicaid's going to expansion and we're going to accept it or we're not going to accept it. So I don't really think there's room for us to kind of accept it half-heartedly.
No gray area. We're talking healthcare in Wisconsin, two perspectives at the table. Corey Peterson, a writer and research associate for Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, and Joanna Beilman-Doolin, research director for One Wisconsin Now. You have a voice in this discussion at 800-642-1234. How is healthcare doing in your community? What policies do you think we should consider for Wisconsin? And what about national healthcare policy? What do you think about Medicare for All, single payer, and other proposals being discussed by presidential candidates? Call in, tweet us, WPR Mornings. We'll get back to this healthcare discussion in just a minute here on the Ideas Network. We're looking at healthcare cost and access here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. One piece of this conversation is Medicaid for All. About a month ago, Congress held its first ever hearing on Medicaid for All. One of the people who testified was Adi Barkan. He has ALS, that's a neurological disease with no cure, and he delivered his testimony before Congress using text-to-voice technology because his diaphragm no longer allows him to speak.
I am hopeful because right now, there is a mass movement of people from all over this country rising up. Nurses, doctors, patients, caregivers, family members, we are all insisting that there is a better way to structure our society, a better way to care for one another.
What do you think about Medicare for All, single payer, and the other proposals being discussed? What questions do you have about these different healthcare policies and delivery systems? We're at 800-642-1234. Joanna Beilman-Doolin is Research Director for One Wisconsin Now, and Corey Peterson is a Research Associate for Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. So as we talk about Medicare for All, there is this debate around it goes further than the public option that would allow Americans to be insured under one government-run health insurance system. So, Joanna, would a Medicare for All type system be something that Wisconsin should get into?
Well, I think in terms of healthcare, you know, policy and the different systems that are available out there, you know, when it comes to healthcare, you know, people will do what they need to do to make sure that they and themselves, their families can be healthy. You know, here in the state right now, the issue really focused in front of us is, as we were talking about before, whether to accept the Medicaid expansion dollars to address the real needs here in the state. You know, as these discussions continue, you're right, they play out on the state level and on the national level. And I think, you know, the issues about how do we access the medical care that is critical to our healthy families and healthy communities really is going to be an important one going forward.
Corey, what is your take on Medicare for All?
So Medicare for All, I would say that that's also something that we shouldn't pursue. But here in the state of Wisconsin, I said previously that Medicaid expansion is something that I don't see a compromise on. However, there are several other healthcare ideas I do think we could find common ground on. Recently, at the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, we put out a healthcare brief discussing several different ideas that we could see find common ground on and collaborate on. So some of those include direct primary care, where people could pay a doctor a certain amount of money for the month and see a physician for their family. And we're talking like $125 a month, so very low cost. A dental therapy license, which is something that Evers voiced support for in the past. So these are another thing that has bipartisan support is minimum markup. And that's minimum markup for prescription drugs, repealing that. Evers has voiced support for repealing minimum markup in other areas, not currently prescription drugs, but this would allow access to low-cost drugs, generic options for people at their local pharmacies.
And Mike in Independence has insights on that. Mike, go ahead. Hi.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Doing well. What are your thoughts here?
Well, I have a bunch of disagreements here. I do not agree one bit that 70% of Wisconsinites are for adding that Medicare to for all. Number two,
Medicaid expansion. Go ahead.
The expansion. Yep. Number two, I think that everything got screwed up when Obamacare was passed. You couldn't keep your doctor, and all that was meant for was to bankrupt the country. The insurance companies and hospitals all jacked up prices on everything. You can't even get an EpiPen for what, $500-$600 with insurance.
Well, let's get Joanna to weigh in here. What do we see in terms of healthcare cost, Joanna?
Well, I am so glad that you brought up that question. There actually have been some studies recently that show that accepting the Medicaid expansion funds from the federal government would actually, help lower individual health insurance market rates by, anywhere from 7 to 11%. And again, accepting these dollars would draw down other federal dollars that could be reinvested to address some of these critical health care, gaps. In terms of Governor Evers' budget proposal, he would expand the dementia care specialist program across the state. His proposal would provide $43 million for increased access to dental care. Some of these, different components of healthcare that when they are affecting you and your family just make such a huge amount of difference and face families and communities all across the state. Another aspect of accepting these dollars and, moving forward is that it would help to treat the opioid crisis, which we hear so much about and see the really devastating effects of across the state. So, there really is an incredible moment for opportunity to, reinvest in the different programs across the state and issues across the state that are really crucial for our health and success going forward.
Let's bring in Jeremy in Racine to the conversation. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My concerns are how are we going to be able to pay for this? I know that the federal government is going to kick in a little portion, but Wisconsin is going to have to kick in their portion of it. And we have a retiring population, an aging population that's going to be jumping onto the healthcare system, the social Medicare, Medicaid. These expenses are going to get higher and higher in the next decade to come, and it's going to be already a burden as it is. Increasing these costs is going to put a huge financial strain on the taxpayers that are paying for it, and you're not going to get a better quality healthcare product. You're going to get the same thing, which is higher costs for everybody. So my concern is, why don't we open up the market so that we can compete with other markets within the area? Start driving down prices for healthcare as it is for the private sector, because I just can't see us being able to pay for all this. It's going to get really expensive, and most countries that already have social medicine, the numbers are increasing that they're transitioning over into private sector healthcare coverage.
Yeah, Jeremy, thank you for the call. Corey, first to you, what about opening up the marketplace more and making it more competitive?
Jeremy, I completely agree with what you just said. And yes, opening up the marketplace, I think, is a way to lower prices for sure. So that includes the marketplace in our state and hopefully across state borders as well. Just giving people access to lower cost plans. But I also think we can increase access and to the quality of affordable care through things like short-term limited duration plans. This was something that was available at the federal level under Obamacare, were limited to 3 months. So they were kind of just very brief plans you can be on. But since Trump has become president, they have been expanded to 3 years, and you have an option of renewing these plans. And what this has opened up a new option for probably young, healthy people would be the ones who would be most interested in one of these plans. But they're at 90% lower cost, and they have lower coverage. That is true. But a lot of these people who have purchased STLDs, 80% have, according to an e-health study in February, 80% who bought STLDs knew that they were buying a plan that had lower coverage. They were just looking for an affordable plan. So in Wisconsin currently, we still only allow STDs or STLDs for 3 months. However, I would be behind expanding that to the federal level of 3 years and for allowing people to renew after that.
Joanna, what do you hear on these ideas and the insights there that we're going to have a lot of retirees here in Wisconsin and straight across the country who need Medicare?
Sure. Well, I would, first point to the $1.1 billion that Wisconsin has lost since just 2014 by not accepting these Medicaid dollars. And, again, having a variety of options is, a component of this. And certainly if you're a younger, healthy person, you may not need as much intensive healthcare and at the moment. But again, I would return to some particular issues facing Wisconsin, both in terms of the aging population, but also, again, you know, Wisconsin has the highest rate of Black infant mortality, and some of these issues that are really just alarming. And we need to be doing a better job at addressing those. And those issues aren't ones that are necessarily going to be solved by a short-term insurance plan, but, you know, need to be considered at this community statewide level that Governor Evers' budget proposal with the Medicaid expansion does. You know, when it comes down to it, this comes down to, you know, the ideology that a person has, ideology that some of our elected officials have, and whether they're going to prioritize that over the health of their constituents.
Joanna, thank you for joining us. Joanna Beilman-Doolin is Research Director for One Wisconsin Now. Corey, thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Corey Peterson is a writer and research associate for the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. Coming up, federal prosecutors charged a former Milwaukee alderman with wire fraud earlier this month, claiming he took $30,000 in exchange for votes favoring a strip club. We'll talk with a reporter about the case. That's after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.